Space is a place that holds a special part of our connective imaginations, and it's also a lucrative business to be in. Today, at an industry forum in Adelaide, Australia's first space action plan was launched with an ambition to grow our involvement. I spoke with Michael Davis, Chair of Space Industry Association of Australia, and asked him to tell me what space industries do for Australia.
The main services are telecommunications, Earth observation, positioning, navigation and timing, so that we know exactly where we are on the Earth. In all of those areas, we have big investments and we are very dependent upon those services.
When we're thinking about job creation in relation to the space industry, is there a great deal of opportunity to expand on what exists now?
We estimate that Australia has about 1% of the world market in space services. There is a lot we could do to increase that share, and it all starts with central government policy.
And when people think of space, they don't just think of communications, they think about the opportunity for exploration and other, you know, I guess more blue sky thinking around it. Is there opportunities in Australia to pursue more engagement in that part of the field as well?
Yes, we have quite a lot of research in space science, looking at the planets, looking at the exploration of the universe, and there are always opportunities to contribute to space exploration, and this goes on in our universities, and space plays a very important role in encouraging young people to study science, technology, engineering and maths. And these are the sorts of things that we need kids in schools to specialise in and become expert in order to boost our economy long term.
Michael Davis, Chair of the Space Industry Association of Australia. The space industry has been growing intensively over previous years, with a worldwide value of $323 billion in 2015. So it makes sense that it's an attractive proposition for any government. Chris Picton is Assistant Minister to the South Australian Treasurer. I asked him what uniquely gives the state an advantage.
Well, we have some fantastic universities that are already doing a lot of work in this area. We also have a number of companies that have a long history in this. We also have our great defence industry in South Australia as well that has a large area to play in terms of satellites and other space technology. So we think there's some great potential. We're also really investing as a state government level in our high schools in terms of training up more teachers for science, technology, engineering and maths. And I know space is absolutely one of those that can get more kids involved, not just in the space industry, but across all the technology areas that are growing for the future.
On research grants, they have been getting harder and harder to grasp for researchers and scientists. Would the state government be agitating for more attention to be given to people who are applying for grants in this field?
We work with our local companies and our local universities to try to get the best bang for our buck in terms of our percentage share of those research grants across the whole country.
Would the government also seek those industry players who will benefit in profits from this kind of an industry to invest in education and in research?
We're very keen to work with companies, not just in space, but a whole range of other areas to grow them here in South Australia. So we've been expanding our work in terms of the commercialisation of products, working between our universities and also working in incubators for new scientific, biomedical and other technology companies to help them grow, to help themselves base here in South Australia and to make sure that we get those benefits here that will then apply back to university education and help the next generation of people.
Chris Picton, Assistant Manager to the South Australian Treasurer. Peter Nikoloff is one of the founders of aerospace company Nova Systems. I asked him where the future opportunities are for space industry in the state.
In the latest defence white paper, there's literally tens of billions of dollars on space capability, so having assets in space for surveillance and those other important aspects for national security. And a lot of the research and work being done by defence is being done here in South Australia. But also there's a lot of activity and hype in the area with Earth observation. So part of it is looking at the environment, but there's also a lot of interest in putting up assets that actually can help other parts of the economy, like fisheries and agriculture and things like that. And that's an area that where we should be able to grow into.
The investment that Australia is putting into space development and defence, where does that investment go right now?
ultimately one of the drivers that Defence have been pushing is not just buying stuff from overseas, which we do a lot because it's low risk and it takes a lot of effort to design and develop stuff, but Defence are over the next decade going to be spending hundreds of millions of dollars on trying to grow industry and technical capabilities in Australia to support space operations.
What do you need to see the government and the public do to get behind this?
If we're talking about the space environment, one of the biggest challenges we've got in Australia is we haven't really had a really strong focus from the federal government side. When the current space policy came out a few years ago, we were a bit disappointed because it was fairly narrow. There wasn't a lot of the visionary stuff there, a bit of long-term strategy that would benefit the country. And also some of those really out there activities like exploration. Those projects, obviously they can't be where all our investment goes, but those science and technology and exploration stuff is the stuff that the kids love to see, and that's how we get our next generation of people into science and technology.
Peter Nikoloff from Nova Systems ending that report.